Continuing Siman Reish Ches, we are up to Sif Dalet. Acha Dagon Chai, let's say a person ate raw grain. Ayasa Kalayas, he made Kalayas, which is granola, Shalak Vakarinim Shalemim, and it retained its form. Inim Bavarach Elaboy Priadamal Acharav Bar Nefeshes. So if you eat a granola bar, we'll use a Nature Valley granola bar as an example. That's the Pesach I heard from Rav Belsky that's out many, many times. That these items would be exactly what it says in Shulchan Aruch here. It's Kloyus and it's Garinim Shleimim. You see the entire oat. Halacha is to make a bar piradama and a bar nefashas. Now, the Ramah adds, V'adam avarach lefana bar piradama, hane bar echachitin echiyetz min deruim le'ochel kach. Avel echel sarim, someone eats barley, full barley, afilu kloyim be'esh, even if it was roasted, toasted barley, inen royin la'echel rak le'echak. It's not really a royal achila, unless you have nothing else. You'd make a shahakli, you wouldn't make a bar b'adama. Chei mashma medivrei harashma. Shema shish v'chit nasa'ir on the bracha achorina, mashma v'loy l'rishayna, not for the bracha rishayna. Now, on that Gemara, Tosfos quotes, I believe it's Rabbeinu Tam, or sorry, it's the Rishami. He says, Nistapku mivarech l'achar of bracha main shalish. Do you make a alamichya? Or not? Would be not to eat it outside of the suda, only eat it teicha suda. Another eitzah would be to avoid the shaila bracha achorin is to eat. Rabbi Elsky say eat one granola bar out of the two. There's two in the bag, two in the package. Eat one, which is probably less than the shear, and then wait a few minutes and then eat the second one. So you didn't have kezayis mechdei achilas pras of oats. And therefore, you avoid the shaila of bracha achroina. Usually, there's enough of a kezayis in total of the chocolate or other sugar, other things there, that you would end up having a kezayis, but not a kezayis of oats. And you could typically make a bar nefashas. That would be a way to avoid the shaila. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha, as well as some of the back and forth as far as bracha achroina. So let's see. Siv katan yadal, dagon chai, ko chamish yaminim v'cha, v'arma chalik b'sarim, v'arma points out that barley would be different. You never split them originally, and it did not lose its body at all through cooking. Now, there are those that argued with Rav Balski Zatzal and held that the granola bars do lose some of the body. Some of the chewy bars or other brand items, you go look at it, you'll see that it didn't retain the oat form. But the point is, if it did lose some of the shape through cooking and through being stuck to other things, then indeed it would become a mezainus. If you removed the shell, that already is in the realm of pasta. Since the garin, the seed itself, is complete, the proper thing to do is, and the best thing would be to eat them to chasuda. Ma'an le'el b'sovisim sifkat n'vav, d'cheshen esdabka d'yabishol, yeshus v'chil l'var p'am n'zonis v'achara min shalosh. When it starts sticking together through cooking, you could already call it a full-fledged mezainis, and you can make alamichi on that as well. Achein sa'arin shuzi kilpas, v'gamitzus men gufay di t'china sarichayim, sh'nasu ketana mima'a shoyim mikoyim matziz eb min shikarn pearl groifin, let's call it pearled barley. So n'hanagin l'var chalei barin mezainis, l'achra min shalosh t'chila, because that fact, the pearling itself makes it lose its shlemus status, and you cooked it, a cooked barley would be a mezainis, and that's the minog in Klai Yisrael. Okay, if it's not royal achila, like sa'irin, raw, not raw, but whole barley, that's toasted. So halacha is you make a shakel. You make a bar piradama. If not for the fact that we eat pearled barley, that's why we end up making a mezainis on our chalant. Nistabku. So the toisus is mesupik. What bracha achorana should be made? What's the suffix? So he says sir luhu the chol makam the mikol makam kemish medagon who efshir the lini bracha achorana selavarach mein shalish. Because it's a dagon, it's green. Maybe you should make a bracha main shalish. Now, after alamicha, and yachalayim are de'enim in mazon. You can't say alamicha; it's not called mazon because it's not the way we enjoy normal food. Yarma al hadama va pri adama. So a new bracha added to the brachas list. A new bracha called al hadama va pri adama. K'mayshayim al eitz apirit. The problem is adlam matinish tiknu nusuch zeh. We never saw chazal or masakin this type of bracha. Ulakach nishar davar etzam b'safek. Therefore, Tosfos left it off as a safek. Not sure what to do. So the best thing to do, so you'd end up making a bar nefashas. If you eat flour as is, you make a shahakal and a barnafashas. Whether it's a very fine flour or a coarse flour. Different types of flour. Halacha would be you would make a shahak on it. Mishnah Brura, afilu shachit nechashivi, v'kolshkin shasarim, for sure, barley flour. The Gemara says, Mbarach alav shahakal, v'afta achal asachit yeshubi, and brachas al berdama. Even if you ate the wheat, you make a, even if you ate the wheat as is, you'd make a hadama. Hacha kemen shenishtan achit shenetchan. Oymen les alis alasim at a pass. Now that you ground up, you have ground up wheat, what you should do is make bread. And you're not making bread, so you're not using it at its fullest function. So you it left the status of a pre because you ground it up, and now it really is shahakol. There's an option of making it better to improve it with the following step, making it into a bread, but you didn't do it, and therefore it's a shahakol. Dak dak. But since Lemer devezei in a telakem al chila klak shuchai b'bav im nivrach rak shahakol from ksas hanad islei b'zeh because of the small amount of hana you have, and you make a shahakol va'afilo nitchan. The bracha would be a shahakol on flour, coarse flour, fine flour. That's the halacha.